Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Back in my old stomping grounds, quite literally, back in my hometown of Grove City here in Mercer County, Pennsylvania, joined by the president of Grove City College, Paul McNulty.
Hey, Rick.
It's good
it's
to see you.
Great to see you,
Thank
too.
You
Your
very
family's
much.
A real legacy in this town,
well,
and it's just a treat any time that a Dayton is in Grove City.
All I have to say is I had nothing to do with that. That's the older generation. Let's put it that way.
Right.
This is obviously a very special place, however, to our family.
Sure.
It has been for many years. It has been for many 30,000-plus alums who say that Grove City College is where they got their education.
Right.
Some of them know the story of sort of a battle between the college and the federal government back in the 70s and the 80s. And yet tonight, the college is in the national spotlight for a whole different reason, a political debate that's going to happen on your stage. How did that end up here? How did you end up with a nationally televised audience looking on at the Pew Fine Arts Center?
Well, I think Newsmax was looking for a place where they knew that they would be welcome and they could be supported well. And they made an inquiry, and we thought it would be a fantastic opportunity to host mm-hmm. such a significant debate, such an important moment in Pennsylvania political history. We're always looking for opportunities for our students to see things, learn things, and to be of service to the community. And when I heard about this, I thought, well, I'm not sure how many debates these five candidates are going to do, but I suspect not too many. And so if we have an opportunity to provide that kind of forum for voters to learn more, that's a real privilege.
How do you walk that fine line between being apolitical in
yeah.
terms of not telling your students
yeah.
what to believe or
sure.
things like that, and at the same time being informed? Because
yeah.
that is a fine line, isn't it?
It is, but it's not too hard to avoid the political promotion thing. I mean, we educate every day, and so the opportunity for students to hear from people is the key, and let them make their decisions,
right.
their choices about what they are going to believe or understand or who they're going to support. So I think that in this area, there's definitely an educational component that's definable mm-hmm. and manageable. The last thing the school would do is to sort of favor one candidate over another. And I think that's where the line gets really crossed.
Right.
And we're not even tempted to get to that point. We really want to just provide a place where they can have another experience of learning outside the classroom.
Right.
And where the school can be seen as a resource for the community.
When you look around the number of students that are here already outside Kettler Auditorium, mm-hmm. I mean, this you can kind of get a sense. There's a vibe here of excitement that
yeah.
they are, and even if people aren't necessarily involved in the political arena,
right.
that to have this here, there's a sense of pride among the
yeah.
the campus that this is coming here. Why?
Oh, for sure. Well, I think we're proud of our professionalism. You know, Grove City College, as you know so well with your family's connections, we have a certain humility about us where we kind of keep to ourselves and go about our business in a very consistent way over the years. But we also have a lot of confidence in ourselves. We know that what we do is special. And so when the spotlight occasionally comes on us, we don't shy away from being able to demonstrate our character, our quality. I also just enjoy seeing the students learn in different ways. You know, this is a very memorable experience, especially for those who are helping to support, doing little projects around the debates.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll remember this for years to come, right? And those of us who are old adults, we have so many different things that happen, we kind of lose track of them. But when you're young, these are really impactful experiences. And so I'm delighted to see our students involved and seeing things that they've never seen before.
You spent some time in Washington, Paul McNulty, President president of Grove City College, but that was in an appointed role in the Department of Justice, number two in the DOJ at that point. How different is the way that you served as a public servant as opposed to those who are running for office? How different is that?
Yeah, it is pretty different. I mean, I worked on Capitol Hill for 10 years, and so that was a more political environment. Mm-hmm. And I worked around people who were going to get reelected every 2 years if they chose to, and senators every 6 years. And so it was an environment that was the idea of the electoral process was always there. The Department of Justice is probably the agency out of maybe other than the Department of Defense where you just don't feel that sense of political pressure at all. You feel like we have a job to do that's just very important for public safety and so forth, the rule of law. And there are all kinds of guardrails associated with the political process in the first place. Nevertheless, when you're a political appointee and you have a president running for re-election, so in 92, George Bush was running for re-election against Bill Clinton, right, and he lost, and I lost my job. Right. Bill Barr was the attorney general, and he and I went to a law firm together in D.C. and, you know, and kind of waited until the next opportunity came along.
Right.
So you learn to kind of live with the and die by the political outcomes when you're an appointee in Washington, D.C.
When you're talking about rule of law, that was one of the things we heard the Chief Justice yesterday mention after the leak of the document. Were you surprised that something like that happened at the Supreme Court?
Oh, absolutely.
I think a lot of people were stunned.
Shocked.
By it.
I think surprise is putting it mildly. Stunned, shocked, those were all the right words. That breach would occur. And, you know, that relationship, I don't think the American people can begin to appreciate, at least most people, the significance of that collegiality the court has, that the nine justices have lunch together every day, that they talk about where they're going, and they take that very seriously. And this is definitely a breach of that that unique environment that they have.
Right.
And I think there are a lot of people concerned about how it gets repaired and how the trust gets restored when something like this occurs.
Can it?
Well, we like to all be optimistic about that. And I think they have to talk to each other candidly. I think they have to put some things on the table probably and say, we need to own this. You know, obviously, people might have suspicions. They're going to have to work through that.
Right.
What bothers me maybe even more than or as much as what's happened, Rick, is the lack of universal outrage to it. And instead, too many politicians talking about the case itself.
So you're saying it goes to Roe versus Wade rather than the leak itself.
Right, exactly. And and while that's obviously a huge issue for our culture, I'm not minimizing that in any way. That time will come. That opinion will come out in the right way, the official way. This is a draft. But there ought to be a shared sense that there's a propriety that must be followed if the court is going to do its work. And it's been too politicized long before this event. But this is another example of that politicizing the work of the court and quickly turning to, well, if this is going to be the opinion, then we ought to add more justices and this is an outrage and so forth. No, stop and look at how the three branches have to work if we're going to have an effective federal government. And that branch needs to be able to deliberate in confidence, exchange ideas thoroughly, and then come to an opinion. And then we'll respond to what we think about the opinion.
I had a text message from former Governor Tom Corbett as we were getting set for your appearance. He wanted to say hello
That's
to you.
Great.
So
yeah.
It sounds like you've still got friends all over Pennsylvania. And I know tonight you'll have good friends from all around the country looking at your campus tonight.
That's a wonderful privilege.
Yeah, congratulations on this opportunity for Grove City College.
Thanks, Rick. Thanks for the opportunity to talk
to
you.
Good to see you. President of Grove City College, Paul McNulty, joining us here on KDKA. We've got a whole lot more to go. Rob Pratt's coming along. Also, Rose Tennant. They'll be here from 6 until 8, and then the debate itself will be on KDKA and on Newsmax tonight from 8 until 9.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.